He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the last day of May. It's May the 31st. We will start June, and of course we'll start the countdown to the halfway point in the year, the end of the second quarter of 2013, and of course we'll start looking ahead to earnings season once again when July starts. So we've cruised through May. Remember the old saying, go away in May? Well, I wrote an article to that effect, and I said, don't go away this year. Guess I was right so far. How about June? You ever hear of the June swoon? Oh, no, there's always something to worry about, isn't there? Well, let's take a look. Where are we today? We've got the Dow up. Actually, down now. 1.5 points. The Dow is at 15,326. The S&P is down 1.75. The S&P is at 1,653. The NASDAQ was positive. Now it's down 1.5. So we're basically right there at the even line today. The NASDAQ is at 3,490. The euro falling a bit here, 1.29. The 10-year yield has finally settled down. The bond market has settled out for now. The 10-year yield is at 2.13%. Gold, right at $1,400 per ounce today. Boy, it's been mired in that $1,300 to $1,400 area for quite some time. Oil is down 92 cents per barrel this morning to $92.69. Go away in May? I said, no way. Will it be a June swoon? Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We have a little bit of overcast here today in our great city. I hope it's sunny where you're at. We have a lot going on in the markets. We had weak economic data from Europe. We have a monthly win streak now, almost guaranteed, unless something really bad happens. Monthly win streak at 7 months in a row this market has been up. And if you think about it, you know, the last 7 months, there's been a lot going on. We had a presidential election. We had a fiscal cliff. And who told you to stay invested this whole time? I did. Get my newsletter, pwstreet.com. This will not last forever, however. We know that. I wrote an article this week for thestreet.com titled, Do You Have an Exit Strategy? You better have one, because at some point in time, this thing will be over. But for now, we have a 7-month win streak. Wouldn't it be nice to have a basketball team or a football team that has a 7-month win streak? That's basically undefeated, right? Well, the market has a 7-month win streak, which is the longest since 2009. We have Netflix being added to the NASDAQ 100. Netflix has been in my top 100 for a long, long time. It was added to the Gunderson 100 a long time ago. You know, that's another feature that I personally like in the app. I added that feature maybe 6 months ago or something like that. The ranking history of a stock. See, I like stocks that are up near the top 200 or 300 out of 3,400 stocks. Okay, the rest of the market I really don't give much of a hoot for. I'm interested in those top 200, 300 at any given point in time. You can look back at Netflix's history a year ago. Where was it ranked a year ago? Where was it ranked 6 months ago? Where was it ranked 3 months ago? This gives you important clues as far as when to buy and sell a stock. You can look back at Apple and you can see exactly which month it turned to a sell signal. We nailed it almost exactly. So very important looking up the rank history. In fact, we're working on, I'm meeting with my buddy who helped me develop the app. We're working on a one-year chart of the rank history of stocks for the app. So that will be coming soon. We're also working on a lot of different screens, like stocks that are moving up into that buy area. I consider a buy area for my system of A minus or better. That's where it crosses the line into buy territory and becomes a candidate, okay? Now, I always say that the final arbiter is the stock chart. I see a lot of stocks cross over into that A minus territory, and I look at the stock chart and I say, eh, no interest, all right? And I move on to the next one. The stock chart is the third part of the puzzle. The first part of the puzzle for me is performance. I want the strongest performing stocks in the market. Why? Because these are the stocks that are benefiting from the hand that we are dealt at the current time. What hand have we been dealt? Well, one of the cards in our hand says there's 30 million people entering into the healthcare system. Whether we like it or not, how we're going to pay for it, nobody knows. But that's the hand we're dealt. And there's a lot of companies that are benefiting from that card in our hand. Another card that we're dealt is low interest rates, but maybe I think those interest rates are perched on a cliff. What companies are flourishing under this environment? So you know what? The economy changes. We're in a slow growth economy. We're in a 2.5% growth type of economy. We have a fracking boom across America. Some companies are flourishing in this environment. And other companies, you know, you take a look at a Caterpillar or something like that, and they're struggling in this environment. So I want to focus on those top performing stocks because those are the stocks that are flourishing in this economy that we have here midway through 2013. Secondly, you know, I've learned valuation lessons. You've learned valuation lessons. Have you ever bought something and you found out, wow, I paid way too much for this? I don't care if it's a hotel room. I don't care if it's a meal. I don't care if it's appetizers. I don't care if it's a bicycle or a baseball card or a stock. You have to be a bargain hunter in this world, especially in the world of investing. Otherwise, you're going to be behind the eight ball all the time. Valuation is a critical piece of the puzzle here at Gunderson Capital Management. I have a very lengthy background in valuations. I used to value companies. I used to visit companies. I used to write up research reports and put valuations on those companies. My spreadsheet requires me to do a down and dirty valuation on the 3,400 stocks that I follow. So, you know what? I've had a little bit of practice doing valuations over the last 20 years. And what have I found? It's important not to pay up for stocks. Second half of the equation. The third half of the equation is that all-important stock chart. You don't have to be an intense third-degree technical analyst reading those Bollingers and stochastics and all the other smooth-moving averages and whatnot. You know what? Look, just step back from it. Look at a one-year chart. Here's what I want you to determine when you look at a one-year chart of a stock. Is it in a sideways trend? And I'm not talking about the yesterday or the last 2 days. The trend that it's in right now. Is it in a sideways trend? Right now, Apple would be a good example. Pull up a chart of Apple, AAPL. If you don't know it by now, it's probably the most looked at stock in the entire universe. Apple is in a sideways trend right now. That's good because if you would have looked at it 4 or 5 months ago, it was in a downtrend. That's the first thing that has to happen when a stock heals. That downtrend has to cease. That sideways trend has to begin. That's the trend that Apple is in right now. I don't like stocks in sideways trends. I wait for them to begin a new uptrend. Many times that's called the breakout. Step back from a stock. Is it in an uptrend? That's healthy. All right? But just be careful. You don't want a stock that's been in an uptrend for a long, long time because, it could be getting a little bit long in the tooth. Is it in one of these topping out trends that's starting to roll over and peer over a cliff? The bond market looks like that to me right now. Or worse yet, is the stock in a downtrend? I mean, just look at an inverse of the S&P 500 SH, and you'll see a nasty downtrend. Never buy a downtrend. So if you can line up valuation with performance and find a new uptrend emerging or a new uptrend that hasn't been going for too long, now you have all three pieces of the puzzle. Boy, does that narrow down a list of 3,400 stocks. Why don't I give you a few examples when we come back? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and the Street.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And, of course, this weekend we'll be sending out the newsletter to thousands of people across America. You can get on my newsletter mailing list by going to my website at pwstreet.com. I have three model portfolios. And, you know, we're pretty proud of some of the winners that we've nailed in the newsletter. Just give you a few examples here. Omega Healthcare up 142%. National Healthcare up 83%. Centaurus up 90%. Gilead Sciences up 98%. Magellan Midstream Partners up 83%. And the list goes on and on and on. And you can see how those model portfolios have done overall. There's one for aggressive growth investors. There's one for conservative growth investors. There's one for income investors. And the last one is for you folks that have 401ks. I have a mutual fund model portfolio that's really done well so far this year. I think it's up 16 or 17% year to date. Again, you can get on my weekly mailing list by going to my website at pwstreet.com. Okay, now let's give an example of this concept that I talk about all the time. You know, in the market, most people are usually one or the other. They're either a value investor or they're a momentum investor. The two sides rarely meet in the middle. They rarely cross the aisle and shake hands with the other side. They just don't really have a liking for each other. Kind of like Harry Reid and John Boehner, all right? That's just kind of that type of relationship. Well, you know what? I'm a hybrid investor. I've studied both of the disciplines at length. The value discipline. You know, if you want some exciting reading, read the book on Security and Analysts written by, is it Benjamin Graham's book, Security Analysts? I believe it is. Yeah, it's got all these formulas and just really exciting reading. It's thick, but it's all about value investing. Or you can read about the momentum styles of some of these West Coast investors. You know, the West Coast is kind of the home of the West Coast offense in football where, you know, you only run the ball when you need to. You're going to throw that ball down the field, man. Dan Fouts, Joe Montana, Steve Young. Let's air it out. Air Coryell here in San Diego, West Coast type of offense. And I found that both styles of investing have their merits, obviously. There's some great value investors, obviously. Just ask Warren Buffett. And there's some great momentum guys out there. But I believe that the answer lies somewhere in the middle. Let's combine performance with value. That's what the app, you know, I had no intention of creating an app. I was creating a spreadsheet for myself. And I kept adding stocks to it. I kept dinking around with the formulas. How much value? How much performance? Should it be 50-50? Should I throw in a safety measure? How did the stock do in 2008 when it was under pressure? Should I add in some kind of technical indicator, some kind of score for that? And I came up with those 19 secret herbs and spices that I was happy with. And out of that came a proprietary ranking and grading system that I use daily, that I rely upon daily, that marries these two together, value and performance. Now, let me give an example. Why not? I think that's always the best way to teach a concept, is give a living example in today's market. Now, having said all of this, there's no guarantees. You know, I own 25 or 30 in a portfolio. I have my risk spread out because there's no guarantees. But I feel like you've put the probabilities you've tilted it considerably in your favor when you're focusing on the best stocks in the entire market. We have a company headquartered in Ireland. Oh boy, we need some Irish music going on here. It's called Jazz Pharmaceuticals. Now, last night, you know, my wife and I didn't feel like cooking. I'm kind of the cook around my place. It's a doggone good thing, or I'd be eating microwave stuff all the time. We headed down to Croce's, which is in downtown San Diego. It's the widow of Jim Croce that owns the restaurant. It's been there a long time. Lately, you know, recent years, it's been known as kind of a jazz club. In fact, if you can stay up until 7:30, they had a jazz trio coming in to play some Latin jazz. It sounded really cool to me, but I was kind of tired. It's been a long day in the market. Anyways, there's a stock called Jazz Pharmaceuticals. In Ireland, the symbol is jazz, smooth jazz, J-A-Z-Z. This thing is benefiting from several things. Number one, it's a mid-cap stock. That's a hot area of the market right now. Number two, it's a biotech. That's the hottest area of the market right now. Number three, it has those performance numbers that I crave. Over the last 5 years, the stock has been averaging 55% per year. The market's three. Over the last 3 years, the stock has been going up at a rate of 103% per year, doubling every year for the last 3 years. The market has been only going up at 14.9. Over the last 12 months, it's up 54%. Now, here's a warning. Here's a dire warning. Here's something to be aware of. In 2008, this stock was down 87%. So you have to know that this is a high-risk stock. This is not a conservative growth stock. This is not a stock for income or dividend. This one fits into my aggressive growth profile, all right? And as always, I am always well diversified across a spectrum of stocks and industry groups, but I tend to focus heavily in the leading sectors in the market. One of those right now is biotech. So the stock passes my performance test. In fact, it gets a grade of A. Now, valuation, all right? Many times, and here's the problem that I have with pure momentum investing. I know guys, they buy stocks because it has a powerful stock chart, and they never look underneath, they never look under the hood, they don't care. They believe that the chart tells all. Well, okay, but what's wrong with looking under the hood, all right? Let's just, may as well, I mean, the hood is right there. All I got to do is pop the hood and look underneath just to make sure it's got an engine in there. Not a bunch of rats and a squirrel in a cage running the thing. You know, what the heck? May as well take advantage of all the information that's known on the stock. So let's take a look at the valuation of a stock that has very good performance and a very powerful stock chart right now. Well, it's trading at 9x forward earnings. Single digits? That's right. It's expected to grow by 17% per year over the next 5 years. It has a PEG ratio of 0.5. It's trading at a steep discount to its growth rate. I don't make recommendations on the air. I give examples of stocks that meet my criteria so that I can call them best stocks now. Jazz Pharmaceutical passes the performance test. Jazz Pharmaceutical passes the valuation test. And lastly, that all-important eyeball, visualization, visual test of that one-year chart. You look at it for yourself and you tell me what the chart looks like, all right? We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor. Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. How about top three reasons to get the newsletter? Well, let's go with number one. On May the 10th, what was that? That was 3 weeks ago. I added a stock to my aggressive growth portfolio. I currently own about 29 stocks in that portfolio. You can see exactly what I own. I'm transparent as heck by going to the website and getting the newsletter. But here's the point. In May 10th, I added a stock, and I also wrote an article about this stock, I believe for thestreet.com or MarketWatch. I'm not sure which. They had a drug for a very rare disease that I can't even pronounce. But one thing I could understand is that they charge about $250,000 a year for this drug to treat this very rare disease. And you know what else I can understand? I can understand stock charts, and I can understand performance, and I can understand a stock being the number one ranked stock in my Best Stocks Now app. Those things I can understand. The Latin word for the drug, for the malady that they treat, I scratch my head a little bit. But you know what? I understood enough to say, you know, this thing belongs in my aggressive growth portfolio. And the stock was added to the portfolio on May the 10th. Today, on May, the latter part of May, turning into June here, it's up 66%. Okay, that's 3 weeks. The stock is up 66%. And it was my featured stock of the week. I wrote an article about it. I try to get two or three articles out every single week on these stocks that I am finding, that I am discovering. You know, I watch these financial channels all day long, and I watch them. I don't listen because I don't get much good information, to be honest with you. Nothing actionable. I follow Twitter. I follow a lot of these guys that are supposedly market gurus. I just don't find a lot of good information coming from them. Actionable ideas. So I discover my own ideas. It's the only way I'm going to find ideas, right? I use my Best Stocks Now app, my GPS finder, my navigator through the treacherous waters of the market. And I came up with the Aegerion, AEGR. Look at it today. It's flying high once again today, up 66% in 3 weeks. What am I going to come up with this week? Well, I've got two so far brand new stocks that I'm adding to the newsletter this week. And I'll be spending the better part of my Fridays, every Friday, writing that newsletter. Trickles into Saturday morning, then it goes out. And you have your guide for the week for the market. Will there be a go away in May? Well, there wasn't. I predicted. No, there's no reason to go away in May. Will there be a June swoon? Maybe. We'll look at the same things that we always look at. What do we look at every single week in the newsletter? You know, the biggest beneficiary of the newsletter is yours truly. Because every week in print, I have to compare the leading asset classes this week with the leading asset classes last week to see if there's been any change. How important has it been to know for the last several months now? Okay, we have a 7-month winning streak in the market now. For the last 7 months or maybe longer, equities have been ranked at the top of my asset class rankings. Not gold, not bonds, not being short the market, not emerging markets, just good old domestic equities. Has that information served me well? You better believe it has. We've seen tremendous growth at Gunderson Capital Management in the last year or so. Not only have we gotten a lot of new accounts here, But we've also grown those accounts being in the right asset classes. Every week the newsletter tells me the leading sectors in the market. How important has it been for me to know over the last well over a year that the leading sectors in the market are biotech, healthcare, and the building sector? Well, they've served me well. Most of the big winners I have in my newsletter are from those particular areas of the market. Gilead Sciences, which I mentioned, is up 100% since I discovered it well over a year ago. Now they're just starting to talk about it on TV. You know, it'll be interesting. I saw a little teaser from Cramer this morning. He's going to feature some biotechs on his show today. I think I'll listen in, see what biotechs he features, then I'll report on when I featured those biotechs. You got to be way, way ahead of the curve. You have to be finding these stocks early, not after the fact, before the fact. Every week, the newsletter forces me, once again, as I do every day, to look at my top 300 stocks, to analyze them, to analyze every position that I own in depth, which I do every day. But on Fridays of the week, that's when I make my final decisions whether or not I'm going to keep a stock in my portfolio or if I'm going to ship a stock out and upgrade it. You know, I'm a baseball fan. I'm a sports fan in general. Always love sports. I was a baseball player myself and football player and track. I love it. It's competitive. It's fresh air. It's the thrill of the bat, you know, thrill of the leather hitting the bat, and I love to watch it. We watch a lot of baseball here. We live very close to the ballpark in San Diego, and even though we don't have much of a product on the field, I see the nuances and what a manager and a general manager has to face. Here's the problem. His roster, by the rules of baseball, he's only allowed to have 25 players on his roster in the big leagues. Anything outside of that 25 is in AAA, AA, single A, rookie leagues, whatever. That's a pretty prized spot. You know, I really got an overview of this and a look at the big picture when I attend spring training, which I do every year over in Arizona in the spring leagues and the Cactus League. And I look at all those players on the field competing for those 25 spots. Well, the stock market's no different, only there's a lot more players competing for those 25 spots. I have 3,400 players that I sift through. I look at their on-base percentage. I look at their slugging percentage. I look at their RBIs. I look at how much I'd have to pay for them. I look at how they would fit. Will they fill a hole in my portfolio? And I see our general manager up here struggle. He's got to make some tough decisions. We recently had a catcher who had been suspended for 50 games, Yasmani Grandal. He took a little performance-enhancing drugs and got caught. But you know what? I will say this. He's, I think, the first guy that's been caught that admitted that he took them. I still haven't heard Roger Clemens ever come clean. I still haven't heard Barry Bonds ever come clean. I still haven't heard Sammy Sosa come clean or Mark McGwire or many of the others. I mean, they've gone to Congress and held by their story. I don't know what steroids are. Those 72 home runs just kind of came naturally, you know. Well, at least Yasmani Grandal admitted it. But it created a problem. When he came off his suspension without pay, the 25 guys on the Padre roster realized, uh-oh, one of us has got to go. I think they're going to make room for Yasmani. And guess what? The guy that was batting 189, the backup catcher, nice guy, tries real hard, but you know what? Results are results. Performance is performance. We're in it to win it. I think we are, at least. I hope we are. And the poor guy got on a bus for Tucson, and he got shipped down to AAA. And here comes Yasmani Grandal back from his suspension, and he takes his place on the 25-man roster. They think they upgraded. And the first two games he's back, they win the first two games. So, you know what? The portfolio is no different. I got to look at my 25 spots today. I got to analyze every player. And I got to decide whether I'm going to keep them for another week or whether I'm going to ship them down to AAA and bring up something else, right? I want to keep the 25 best stocks on the field at any given point in time. That just makes common sense. Where do you find the 25 best? Well, when we come back, let me give another example. All right, this is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
He was an immigrant's kid from Omaha, and from the start, his life was showbiz. Vaudeville, then the New York stage, but it took decades to land a Hollywood studio screen test. And the result? The director reviewing him wrote, "Can't sing, slightly bald, also dances." No one remembers that director. Everyone remembers the performer. Fred Astaire tapped dancing past criticism right into film history. Mr. Can't Sing, Slightly Bald made 71 films, picking up Oscars, Emmys, and Golden Globes. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. History is full of experts who get it wrong. Remember that. No single opinion determines your value. No one performance defines you in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. "That door's blocked," Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." "This is Howard Butt, Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work."
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. And once again, this weekend, the newsletter will go out. I can't promise that there will be another Azurion, which is up 66% over the last 3 weeks since I added it to the newsletter. But I'm going to be adding some new ones this week that I've discovered during the week that have risen up through the ranks, that have become Best Stocks Now. And that final arbiter, that all-important stock chart, has signaled to me, let's take a gander in this thing. We've got a couple of weaklings and a 25-man roster. Let's call one up from AAA here, and let's send this guy back to Tucson for a while keep this thing vibrant, growing, healthy, weeded, watered, fertilized, right? All the things necessary to grow a garden, but also necessary in my book for growing a portfolio. You know what? The weekends also, a lot of people like to go to the movies, right? Popcorn and whatever the latest flick is. Well, one of the best stocks now that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management in our aggressive accounts is a mid-cap domestic stock. Have I said lately that one of the leading asset classes in the entire market is mid-cap domestic stocks? In fact, it's been number one or number two for the last 7, 8, 9 months. We have a 7-month win streak in the market. What's been leading that win streak? Mid-cap and small-cap domestic stocks. So here's an example of a mid-cap domestic stock that is flourishing in this environment. The company is headquartered in Vancouver, British Columbia, not too far from where we're heard on KKOL in the Seattle area. It's a company that produces and distributes film and television entertainment content with a library of about 9,000 motion picture titles. The company's name is Lionsgate Entertainment. Believe it or not, it's one of the hottest stocks in the market. Why do I call it one of the hottest stocks in the market? Well, let's look at the performance of Lionsgate Entertainment. Over the last 10 years, this little Vancouver stock has delivered 30% per year to investors. Over the last 5 years, it's been moving along at 21.4%. There hasn't even been an intermission. Over the last 3 years, the stock has exploded higher at a clip of 60% per year. We haven't even got to the plot yet. Over the last 12 months, the stock is up 118%. It's doubled again as its box office swells, its box office numbers swell. It gets a performance grade of A. At least this stock critic down here in San Diego, California, is writing glowing reviews of the company. Over the last over the momentum grade of the stock is A+. It doesn't get any better than that. It's a blockbuster stock, isn't it? Let's pop the popcorn. Okay, valuation. I think there's no question that this has been a top performing stock. It's one of the hottest stocks in the entire market. You know what? It's fun. It's nice to own one of the hottest stocks in the entire market. It gives you the feeling like, hey, you know what? There's something to this, combining value with performance. Okay, what about value? We've proven the performance. Well, I look at the PEG ratio right now, which is a little bit less than 1, meaning that the stock is still trading at a discount to its expected growth rate going forward. The PEG ratio is 0.88. I take those earnings estimates, extrapolate them out over the next 5 years and come up with the target price that's quite a bit higher than where the stock is today. It passes my performance test. It passes my value test. It's one of the most potent stock charts in the entire market. It's a stock that I currently own and I'm doing well with here at Gunderson Capital Management, Lionsgate. Out of 3,389 stocks, it's my number 8 ranked stock. All right, I want to talk to Craig Brock here. You know, Craig, I saw something on the news yesterday. Maybe you're up on this. The Obama administration has extended the refi program. Is that the HARP program?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. That's the Home Affordable Refinance Program. President Obama's HARP 2 has been extended to 2015.
And, of course, that means if your home... Now, in the past, I remember before HARP, if you were underwater, you could not refinance your home. Is that correct?
That's correct. And the beauty of HARP is that an appraisal is not required. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac have an algorithm that negates the appraisal process.
I remember talking to one of my clients, and she was kind of desperate. She says, oh, man, I'm paying like 6%, but my home is underwater. I have less. I owe more than what the home is worth, and the lenders would not even talk to her at that point in time. That was about maybe 3 years ago, Craig. But since that time, you know, the HARP came along, and you're able to refinance, even if you have no equity in the home.
Exactly. That certainly is the situation. And Bill, you know, is what's happened because of the low-hanging fruit, so to speak. You've had the internet lenders, the Quickens of the world, that have been chasing the easy deals, and they haven't wanted to talk to people that are underwater. And if you own more than 4 finance properties, many of these online lenders don't want you at all because it's simply too much work. But we certainly want to talk to you.
Yeah, well, that's good news that they've extended it because it was set to expire here. When was the expiration date on that thing?
At the end of this year.
Okay, and they've extended it again. So it doesn't matter, you know, if you have equity or not in your home. You know what? You may as well take advantage. And I do see a cooling off here of the rise in interest rates. We're back to 2.12, it looks like, this morning on the 10-year. And, of course, we got some bad news, actually, on the economy. And maybe that punch bowl is going to stay right center in the party for a while.
I'll take it with all the juice the Fed wants to give it. You know, it's time to write your monthly mortgage payment check. If you're paying mortgage insurance, I want you to think of me night or day and call my office so we can help.
Yeah, give Craig Brock a call before that punch bowl leaves the room. Where can we reach Craig Brock?
It's any time, Bill. Toll free at 855-900-3279. Which is 855-900-EASY.
All right, and that's Craig Brock. You can also Google his name. And, of course, if you want to get on our weekly newsletter list, go to the website at pwstreet.com. We're going to try to nail a couple more big ones this weekend as we fish the waters of the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ. Oh, you can also call us at 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.